ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 23 द डेमिगॉड्स रिगेन द हेवनली प्लैनेट्स टेक्स्ट नंबर 30। यइदं देवदेवस्य हरेरद्भुतकर्मणः अवतारानुचरितम् शृण्वन्याति परां गतिम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। If one hears about the uncommon activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his various incarnations, he is certainly elevated to higher planetary system or even back home, back to Godhead. There is no purpose, so we will go to the next text. Text number 31. Kriyamani karmanidam daive pitre cha manushe yatra यत्रानुकीर्तयेत तत्तेषां सुकृतं विदुः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रपोर्ट। व्हेनेवर द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ वामनदेव आर डिस्क्राइब्ड इन द कोर्स ऑफ रिचुअलिस्टिक सेरेमनी, वेदर द सेरेमनी बी परफॉर्म टू प्लीज द डेमिगॉड्स, टू प्लीज वन्स फोर फादर इन पितृलोका, और टू सेलिब्रेट सोशल इवेंट्स लाइक मैरिज, दैट सेरेमनी शुड बी अंडरस्टूड to be extremely auspicious. Purport. There are three kinds of ceremonies, especially ceremonies to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead or the demigods. Those performed for social celebration like marriages and birthdays, and those meant to please the forefathers like the Shraddha ceremony. In all these ceremonies, a large amount of monies are spent for various activities, but here it is suggested that if alone with this there is recitation of wonderful activities of Vamandev, certainly the ceremony will be carried out successfully and will be free of all discrepancies. Hare Krishna. So the purport here, Prabhupada says how there are different kinds of ceremonies, especially these three kinds of ceremony, that is to please the Supreme Lord or the demigods, those performed for social celebration like marriages and birthdays, and those meant to please the forefathers like Shraddha ceremony. So it has been always fortune, or I don't know. But since I came to this Krishna Conscious Movement, I had been attending all these programs. Generally, I have been called to such programs. And I was in Pune also. It's Krishna's grace, because I was very much attached to doing singing kirtans, doing kirtans. So right from the beginning of my Krishna conscious years, I have been going to all these programs. But all my years, this 10 to 12 years of my experience has been very bad. Because as Kali Yuga is progressing, as here it is mentioned that when one glorifies the Supreme Lord in all these ceremonies, then the ceremony becomes successful. As here it is said, that the recitation of the wonderful activities of Vamandev, certainly the ceremony will be carried out successfully and will be free from all discrepancies. So how important is the chanting of the holy name, satsang? But I have seen these years, people are so much caught in ritualistic ways. So many times what happened, I get a call saying that we have a program, house opening program. So then I say, okay, very fine, we will do Naam Kirtan, Hare Krishna Mahamantra Kirtan, and then we will give some discourse on Bhagavad Gita, narrate some wonderful pastimes. But then people ask, what about that yagya? You do that fire sacrifice yagya. So then I said, that I don't do this fire sacrifice. I only do Naam Yagya, that is holy name. So many times people cancel it. It happened at 4 or 5 times. So they say that, no, we want some yagya, some fire sacrifice. But people don't know. And we know by the example of Prabhupada, so when he was installing the deities of Vrindavan, Radha, Shyam, Sundar, Krishna, Balaram, so they had hired many Brahman priests, and they were performing elaborate yagya sacrifice. And in the backyard, the devotees were performing continuous Harinam Sankirtan. So Prabhupada mentioned that actually this is just a show off. This is for the to get recognized, our temple recognized, we have to spend so much money and give dakshina to these brahmanas, do these yagyas. But actual installation is what the devotees are doing in the backyard. They are constantly chanting of the holy name. That is the real installation. But today people are into so much of show off things that they don't understand the importance. One place I had gone in for DT welcome, this house welcoming. So they spent like around 3 hours doing this sacrifice. They had called some priest, and they spent so much money on these items of the sacrifice, and then we were also called. So after the sacrifice was over, then we were going to perform. But the sacrifice went so long that we had very little time. And we just did kirtan for half an hour, something like that. And then they spent so much money on the guest. They had so much money they gave in donation to the priest who performed the... but we were not given importance. Where we were chanting the holy name. So people are so today caught up in that show things that they don't really appreciate the essence. Many times it has happened in the case that the like people spend. We go to many programs, especially this Krishna Prem Kirtan, which by grace of Krishna we started 1 year back, and the purpose of this was same. What Prabhupada mentions here, people do so many ceremonies like birthdays, marriage ceremony, then they have house welcoming, DT welcoming, this, that. They will spend so much on the food or on the guest, on the priest, and like. But they will think that this is free of cost. So they will not give importance. And they will give the least value to this. That is what is my observation all these years. But my... So Gaurang Prabhu is suggesting me that I should learn yagya. So this is the thing that all the... So every time when I go to this program, this is what is I tell them, that all these ceremonies, if the holy name is not there or the Supreme Lord is not glorified, then all this dharma sunishtita pumsam vishvaksena kathasuya na utpadeti ratim shramaye vahi kevalam. We may do so many laborious things, so many rituals, it involves so much of labor, but all that labor doesn't lead to attachment to hearing of Krishna Katha, then all this labor is useless labor actually. There's no, as Kunti Maharani says, that Vasudeva para Veda Vasudeva. The whole goal is to satisfy Krishna. And if you don't satisfy Krishna, then all our endure is a waste. ಸೊ ತಸ್ಮಾ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಹರೇರ್ ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ಸರ್ವದಾ ಶ್ರೋತವ್ಯ ಕೀರ್ತಿತವ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಸ್ಮರ್ತವ್ಯ ಭಗವಾನ್ ನೃಣಾಮ್. ಸೊ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ತುಕಾರಾಮ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಭಂಗ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲಿ ದಟ್ ಅವಘಾತೋ ಶಕುನ ಹೃದಯ ದೇವಾಚೆ ಚಿಂತನ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್? ಅವಘಾತೋ ಶಕುನ, ದಟ್ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಹೃದಯ ದೇವಾಚೆ ಚಿಂತನ, ದೇವಾಚೆ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚಿಂತನ. ವೆನ್ ವಿ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್, ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಫರ್ಗೆಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಇನ್ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಡೂ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ರಿಚುಲಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ ಸೆರೆಮನಿ, ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರ ಆಸ್ ವಿ ಡೂ, ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ರಿಮೆಂಬರೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ದೆನ್ ದಟ್ ಹೋಲ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ, ದಟ್ ಹೋಲ್ ಸೆರೆಮನಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್. ಸೊ ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ದಟ್ ಪರಾಭವಸ್ತಾವದ್ ಅಬೋಧ ಜಾತ ಯಾವನ್ನ ಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸತ ಆತ್ಮತತ್ವ. ಸೊ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಬಿ ಡಿಫಿಟೆಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಏಮಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸಮ್ ಫ್ರಿಟಿವ್ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ಡೂ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ಪ್ರೆಸ್ಟೀಸ್ ಆಸ್ ದಕ್ಷ ವಾಸ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸ್ಯಾಕ್ರಿಫೈಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಓನ್ ಪ್ರೆಸ್ಟೀಜ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಸೋ ಬಿಗ್ ಸ್ಯಾಕ್ರಿಫೈಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈ ಆಫೆಂಡೆಡ್ ಶಿವ ಇನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಸ್ಯಾಕ್ರಿಫೈಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ ದ ಹಿ ವಾ ಹಿಸ್ ಹೆಡ್ ವಾಸ್ ಕಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಗಾಟ್ ಅ ಗೋಟ್ಸ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿ ಸಿ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ಕೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಕಶಿಪು ಸೊ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಕಶಿಪು ಡಿಡ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ತಪಸ್ಯ ಟು ಇನ್ಕ್ರೀಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಸ್ಪ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಟ್ ದ ಥಿಂಗ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಆಸ್ಟೆರಿಟೀಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ವೆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸೆಂಟರ್ಡ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಅಪೋಸ್ ಟು ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ವಾಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ರಿಡ್ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಹಿ ಡಿಡ್ ಥೌಸಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಇನ್ಕ್ರೀಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಬಟ್ ಹಿ ಡೈಡ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ನಾರ್ಮಲ್ ಡೆತ್ ಸೊ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ ಸೊ ಆಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಭಕ್ತಾರಾಮ್ ಯಜ್ಞ ತಪಸಂ ಸರ್ವಲೋಕೋ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರಂ ಸುರದಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಾಣಾಂ ಜ್ಞಾತ್ವಾ ಮಾಂ ಕ್ಷಾಂತಿ ಮೃಕ್ಷತೆ. ಸೊ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ಲಿ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಭಕ್ತಾರಾಮ್ ಯಜ್ಞ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯಜ್ಞಾಸ್ ವಿ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ತಪಸ್ಯ ಆಸ್ಟರಿಟೀಸ್ ವಿ ಡೂ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರೊಪರೈಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್ ಸೊ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ರೈಟ್ he has the right for whatever he enjoys. So that's why bhagavat bhakti hinasya jati shastra japastapa apranasya devasya mandanam lokaranchanam. So if a person is devoid of bhakti, whatever he does not please the supreme lord, then the shastra says that all is jati shastra, his caste, high caste, his study of the scriptures, japas tapa, his meditation or japa, everything is actually just a decoration on the dead body. So scripture also say yatha taroro moola nishachinena triptanti taskanda bhujopashakha pranopaharaschita indriyanam sarva aranam achyuta ichyati. So if you see the if the root is contaminated, if the roots are not there, then the tree cannot stand firm. The tree will fall away. And if one has to give water to the plant, then he has to just give the water to the roots. That's sufficient. And then automatically, the whole tree will be nourished. So similarly, if whatever activity we do, if we are not satisfying the Supreme Lord, then all our ceremonies, all our activities are completely useless. And also the example is given that suppose we go to gymnasium and other things and we do lot of exercise for the hand, for the neck or for the whole body, for the legs, and then after coming back we don't eat, then what is the use of all this exercise? So slowly we will become weak. So similarly, simply ritualistic ceremonies cannot offer the thing. Ultimately we have to satisfy the Lord. And in case of Narad Muni, who was Upabharana in his previous life, He was also cursed to become a Shudra because of the mistake he did. In a ceremony, he was glorifying the demigods rather than glorifying the Supreme Lord. So that was an offense. So the demigods cursed him to become a Shudra. And in case of Kesho Kashmiri also, we see that Kesho Kashmiri was a great devotee of Saraswati. When he would speak, Saraswati would speak, come on his tongue. And it was like Saraswati herself speaking through him. And he was never defeated. He went all over India and defeated so many great scholars. But when he came in front of the Supreme Lord, he was thoroughly defeated. He could not speak. So when Saraswati appeared in his dream, after he repented, Saraswati also says that you were in front of the Nimai Pandit, who is Krishna himself, is a great Supreme Lord. So even Anantadev can't speak in front of him, can't open his mouth in front of him. And what to speak of me and you? I cannot also open my mouth in front of the Supreme Lord. So she tells that actually what devotion you have done for me, the greatest benediction is that you have received the audience of the Supreme Lord. Nimai Pandit, he is Krishna himself. So that's why whatever we do, if Supreme Lord is not the center of our life, then everything is useless. And this Mayavad is also, as Brahmaji prayers, that ye anya arvind aksha vimukta maninas tvayashta bhava avishuddha buddhe ayu rikshena param padam tata patantado nadrata usmadangraha. So because they have not taken shelter, they themselves think that, okay, vimukta maninas, they think that they are liberated, but they have not taken shelter of the Supreme Lord. And that is what is their fault, avishuddha buddhaya. That is their fault. And then what happens is that even after getting liberated, going to the Brahma Jyoti, patyantyadho, they fall down to this modern world. And that's why we see that many impersonalist Mayavadi philosophers, they engage in doing social welfare activities like. So Prabhupada would always criticize this people, Mayavadis, that if you say that this world is mithya, and you say that you have to give up this world and go for liberation, then why you again come back and do all these philanthropic activities like opening schools, hospitals, and all other feeding poor and all these things? So because Prabhupada says that because they have not got the shelter, higher taste, they have not taken the shelter. It's like, suppose you are a space shuttle goes in the space, and if it does not take shelter of any planet, and it's just roaming in the space, then how long this will continue? Ultimately, that space shuttle has to take shelter somewhere, some planet. Or otherwise, he has to come back to this earth. So similarly, a person who may go to Brahma Jyoti, but because he has not taken shelter of the Supreme Lord's lotus feet, then again he has to come back. In fact, Chaitanya Charitamrita says that bhakti vino konu sadhana dite na phal, sava phal deya bhakti swatantra prabhal. In fact, all the other karma yoga, gyan yoga, and Ashtanga Yoga, Hatha Yoga, whatever, they are all actually dependent on Bhakti Yoga. If these yogas are not tinged with Bhakti, then you will not get any result from that. But Bhakti is so independent that even if you don't practice other things like Karma Yoga, Gyan Yoga, Hatha Yoga, Bhakti can give you Swatantra Prabhala because it is independent. But Sava Phala there, it can give you all results. So I remember once Dayaram Prabhu, he gave here the class, how he was explaining that generally the impersonalists, they say that bhakti is for less intelligent people like women, children, or shudras. But we are intelligent. We can understand Sanskrit. We are gyanis. So bhakti is not for us. But Dayaram Prabhu was giving a very nice example that suppose the king of any state, if a small layman can also approach that king, that doesn't mean that king's glory is reduced. In fact, the king is available to a layman, a most insignificant person in his state, that increases the glory of that king because he's available to even such, because king is such a busy person. Now today we see that there are big prime ministers, presidents, but to have their audience is so difficult for an ordinary layman. So he was giving example of Ramchandra. Prabhu Ramchandra, he was even available to a dog. The dog came and complained to Lord Ramchandra, and Lord Ramchandra gave him justice. So in this way, bhakti can be done by even a small, even animals can do bhakti. What to speak of children, women. So bhakti is so independent, and bhakti can be done by anybody. So it is the glory of bhakti. And foolishly, this Mayavadis, they say that bhakti is for less intelligent people or those who are emotional, sentimental. They say that bhakti is for them. Naishkarmam api achyuta bhava varjitam na shobate jnanam alam niranjanam kutha puna sasvad abhadram ishvare na charpitam karma idapa karan. So achyuta bhava varjitam, when a person is devoid of Krishna consciousness, so all is jnana and all, they cannot really satisfy a person. So one has to be Krishna conscious. Krishna should be the center. And there is a beautiful analogy given in Chaitanya Charitamrita that ajagalasthana nyaya anya sadhana ataiva hari bhaje buddhimana jana. So ajagalasthanam nyaya means sometimes with the goat they have nipples on the neck. They look like nipples, but if somebody thinks that, oh, from this I can milk the goat, but however he may pull the nipples, the milk will not come. So similarly, if a person does all kinds of austerities and all kinds of, but he does not worship the Supreme Lord, ataiva, if he does not worship the Supreme Lord, then he will not get any result. So that's why ataeva hari bhaje buddhimana jana. So those who are intelligent will worship the Supreme Lord. So in the story of Brahman Patnis also we see that Brahmanas, they were the yagic Brahmanas, they were performing big elaborate yagyas, but when the Supreme Lord himself approached, he sent his cowherd boys, he approached and he told that he wants some food. But these Brahmanas were so much engaged in ritualistic activity and they forgot the real goal of life. And ultimately what happened, the Brahman Patnis, they got mercy. When Krishna said to the cowherd girls, you go to Brahman Patnis, and Brahman Patnis, whatever was prepared for the yagyas, they brought all to Krishna. And then after that, the Brahmanas, they learned that actually our wives are more fortunate. So then they started cursing. They said, dhik janmanas trivida yatta dhik vratam dhik bahud jnatam dhik kulam dhik kriyadaksham vimukha ye adhokshache. So we hell with our janma, that is high birth. There are actually three births as we take in this world. The first is the first we take from our birth, That is the first birth. And second is the when we are, that Upanayan Samskar is done. That is the second dvija. And then third birth is when we take Guru. We accept Guru, that is the third birth. That is what is three birth is. And then Digvrata, Digbahu Gyatam. So whatever vrat, the vow of celibacy, they are condemning that. And Bahu Gyatam, all their study of the scriptures, they are condemning. And Dhikkulam, they were born in high Brahmin families. Kriyadaksham, they were very expert in performing all kinds of yagda, but Vimukhaya Adokshan. But they were Vimukh. They didn't understand the whole purpose of this yagya. As always, Prabhupada quoted this word that Yajnartat Karmano Netra Lokoyam Karma Bandana. So if the yagya, whatever yagya we perform, is not for the pleasure of Vishnu, then the same activity will bind us in our in the karma. So that's why Alothya Sarva Shastrani Vicharascha Puna Puna Idamekam Sunishpannam Dheo Narayana Sada. So in Skand Puran, this verse is mentioned that the great souls, Alothya Sarva Shastrani, they have read all the scriptures and Vicharascha Puna Puna, and they have thought on each verse. Puna Puna means again and again. But ultimately they have come to the conclusion that Idam Ekam Sunishpannam Dheyo Narayana Sada. Always one should remember Krishna. So in any ceremony or any activity, if we forget Krishna, that is completely said to be inauspicious. So that's why that was the purpose. Today is what ISKCON's incorporation. So today was officially registered as ISKCON. So Prabhupada, you know, he said our society will be called as International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And then he made a short form. Short form is ISKCON. And then he, when he heard that word ISKCON, then he himself laughed. So then this Krishna Consciousness, so some people said that no, we should make it as God Consciousness. So Prabhupada said no, that cannot be, because we know who God is. And the Supreme Personality is Krishna, so it should be Krishna Consciousness. And he took that this word Krishna Consciousness from the Rup Goswami's Padyavali, that is Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Matir Kriyatam Idi Kutopi Labhyate Tatra Laulyam Api Ekam Mulanam Janma Koti Sukrutirna Labhyate. So Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita, this is what is Krishna Consciousness. And that is what Prabhupada wanted to share with the whole world. Krishna Rasa Bhavita, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhava. So the translation of Krishna Consciousness in that ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita. Not only Krishna Consciousness, it is Krishna Bhakti, that there is devotional service and there is rasa also. And then he says how this can be obtained. In this verse it is said, Kriyatam yadi kuthopi labhye. If you can buy somewhere in the market, immediately you purchase it. But then he is giving, what is the price to get this? Tartra raulyam api ekamulanam. The only price we have to pray is that raulyam, intense greed. As we see in this world, people are so greedy after accumulating wealth, and people can travel millions of miles through planes, trains, railways, whatever, just to earn some wealth in this world. So if that 1% of that greed also we apply to Krishna Consciousness, we can attain Krishna Prema. So how it was incorporated, Lilamrit describes that there was a person called Charles Jurgens. So he was expert, means he had an experience in registering this religious, political and social organizations. So then he came forward and he said to Prabhupada that he will help him. And then he contacted one lawyer, his name was Stephen Goldsmith. He was a Jewish lawyer. And then he also was happy. He had a lot of discussion with Prabhupada. Then once he brought his family members also to meet Prabhupada, and Prabhupada cooked for them. And Prillamri says that the soup cooked by Prabhupada was liked by his children. And then in one lecture, Prabhupada was lecturing on Bhagavad Gita, and then he was explaining how people misinterpret Bhagavad Gita. Just like he was giving an example that our Mr. Goldsmith is a lawyer. He knows the law, so he can misinterpret the laws. And he gave an example, like in Calcutta, the Indian government passed a rent act. And the lawyers, they misinterpreted that. Then again, the government had to reenact that act. So similarly, people, they misinterpret Bhagavad Gita. And he was like criticizing the people who misinterpret. And then he told this Goldsmith that, okay, Mr. Goldsmith, you can now say whatever you want. And nobody expected like there would be some incorporation of ISKCON they will take. So this Mr. Goldsmith, he stood up and he started saying that we are going to incorporate this ISKCON. And that time, what was the purpose? That if they get some big donation, they will get some tax benefit and all these things. But nobody knew that this will become so big, and it was really an urgent thing. Because Prabhupada would never collect, every day he would collect not more than $5 to $6. And to think of tax exemption and all this was, nobody imagined that time. But they thought that it was just as a ritual, we will do it. So then this Goldsmith, he asked for signers as a trustees. Then Bill, Rappel, Don, some of the, Prabhupada mentioned the names, you come, you sign, you give your address. So in this way, in a very humble way, this ISKCON was incorporated. And Prabhupada made the seven purposes of ISKCON. The first is to systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to the society at large and to educate all people in techniques of spiritual life in order to check the imbalance of the values in life and to achieve the real unity and peace in the world. So in fact, Prabhupada, his main purpose was that the United Nations has failed to bring unity and peace in this world. And ISKCON will do this work of bringing peace and unity. So the first, he's saying that to spread the spiritual knowledge to the society at large and to check the imbalance of the values in the life. As Kali Yuga is progressing, as we see, the morals and values of today's people are decreasing. So by Krishna consciousness, we can give the values to the people. The second point was to propagate a consciousness of Krishna as it is revealed in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's why Prabhupada made a nice program, morning program, and then every day Srimad Bhagavatam class, evening Bhagavad Gita class. To bring the members of society together with each other and nearer to Krishna, the prime entity. So whole process is that Matchitta Matgata Prana Bodhayanti Parasparam Kathayantasya Mam Nityam. As Krishna says, that a devotee should come together and discuss the topic of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is so easy that if one has faith, everything will be taken care of. One has to only hear the glories of the Supreme Lord. And develop idea within the members and the humanity at large that each soul is part and parcel of the quality Godhead Krishna. So we are all part and parcel of Krishna, and if we are separated from Krishna, that is the cause of all our sufferings. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also instructs Rupa Goswami that Krishna Bhulya Sejiv Anadi Bahirmuk Atayeva Mayatare Desam. So because we have forgotten Krishna, that is why Maya is giving all kinds of suffering, this Tritap Jala. Krishna Nityadas Jiv Taha Bhuli Gela Ehi Doshe Mayatare Galaya Bandhila. That we have forgotten that we are eternal servant of Krishna, that is the biggest mistake. Ehi Doshe Mayatare Galaya Bandhila. The Maya Devi, the Durga Devi has bound us just like a dog is bound by a rope, or the bull is noosed. Then the fourth point he mentions in the seven purposes is to teach and encourage the Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting of the holy name of God as revealed in the teachings of the Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So to encourage Sankirtan movement, that is congregational chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, following in footsteps, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to erect for the members and for the society at large, the holy places of transcendental pastimes dedicated to Supreme Personality of Godhead. So build up nice temples and so that the society, we can... So that's why the whole purpose is to make a place where devotees can chant the holy name, can hear Krishna Katha. That should be the goal of all organization and management. To bring the members closer together for the purpose of teaching a simpler and more natural way of life. So, simple living and high thinking. With a view towards achieving the mentioned purposes, to establish book distribution, distribute periodicals, magazines, books and other writings. So, the seventh purpose is to distribute books, magazines, to achieve all above six purposes. So in this way, Prabhupada was a real visionary, as there was a subway conductor, Mr. Rubin. He once told the devotees that how Prabhupada used to say that I have many temples, many devotees, many books being distributed, but only time is separating. So in this way, it's a great gift to the humanity. This ISKCON society is a great gift to the human society. Only ISKCON society can liberate all the living entities from all kinds of suffering. So it is the duty of each and every member of the society to preach vigorously. Otherwise, we are seeing the plight of India today. In India, those unwanted elements, they are destroying our culture through conversions by money or by force. So they may be having big bombs, guns, or lot of money, but the most powerful thing what we have is the chanting of the holy name. So by chanting of the holy name is the most powerful method to convert the whole world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Anybody has any question? Already it is 9:15. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.